You know, recently we've been talking about the things we promise. Come on down, have a seat. The things we promise when we join the church. And we've talked about praying. We've talked about God's presence and our presence with each other. And now we're talking about gifts. And I want to tell you about three gifts that I've received. And I'm wearing all three of them. This robe was made by hand for me in 1980. It's a long time ago. By a lady named Jennifer Hayes. I still wear it, and every time I put it on, I think of her. Now, this stole was given to me by a woman named Mac Stringfellow. I don't know many women named Mac, do you? She was quite a character. And she went on a mission trip and brought this back to me, but she didn't like for people to say thank you to her. She didn't like to receive credit for things. So when I told the story of how I received this stole, I had to tell it in such a way that I didn't mention her name, but everybody knew who had given it. And the third gift, you have to look closely to see. You'll notice there's fringe on this robe, and some of the fringe has been braided. See that? There are some braids right there. There are braids on this side, too. Several years ago, when I was serving another church, when I would tell a story just like this one, there were two little girls, Aaron and Becca Lewis, and they would sit there and they would braid the fringe on my stole while I told the story. And I have chosen not to undo those braids because whenever I see them, I think of those girls. Now, they're big girls now. They're both in high school. One's about ready to graduate. But I always think of the gift of these braids that they gave me. Now, one day when I can no longer lead worship, I'll pass these along to somebody else. Somebody else may be wearing these. But you know what? I won't just give them the robe, and I won't just give them the stole. I will tell them the story of how I got the robe and who made it for me, how I got the stole, and the braids, and they're going to have to promise not to take those braids out. We're going to be talking about other kinds of gifts today, too. St. Paul is writing to a church very much like this one in some ways, although a long, long time ago, in a city called Corinth, and he wants them to be generous in their giving, just the way people have been generous with me. Just the way God is generous with all of us. So when you hear me talking about those gifts, you might just think about these gifts I've told you about today and the stories that go with them, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for all of your gifts. There are so many of them that if we really took time to thank you for each one, we would never stop. Be with us so that we can share those gifts with other people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.